From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seewert. Dr. Sam Dinga is a familiar face in Stevens Point, where he serves as diversity and inclusion coordinator for the Stevens Point Area Public School District. Now he's sharing a more personal story in a new memoir, Living in the Middle, A Life Between Belonging and Becoming. The book traces Dinga's journey from Cameroon to central Wisconsin, exploring immigration, race, family, and the search for belonging in a place that can feel both welcoming and unfamiliar. Dr. Dinga, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
The title, Living in the Middle, suggests a place that is both uncomfortable and revealing. What does the middle mean to you now compared with when you first arrived in Wisconsin?
It's kind of crazy that I started with a title before writing the book. Most people write a book and then work their way on finding a suitable title. I started with the title because that's how I felt. I felt I was in the middle, and it happened almost quick. By quick, I'm not talking in terms of time. It happened quick that I could frame that kind of thinking after living in central Wisconsin for about 9 years before returning home, right? And so in central Wisconsin, I used to hear the question, where are you from? You know, that's telling you, like, people know, maybe based on my accent or whatever, that I'm not from central Wisconsin. And then when I returned back to Cameroon 9 years after, people will ask me, oh, they'll say, it's good to see you. When are you returning? Like, when are you going back home? And so that started the question, like, where is home? Or in a more appropriate way is, what is home, right? And not just a building. And I'm looking at, like, what is home? What does it feel like? And what does it take for me to say this is home? And so as I tried to answer those questions, I started with that title and saying, I am in this middle. I don't sound like people in central Wisconsin. I would never sound like the people back home because my accent has changed, right? I'm kind of mimicking the people in central Wisconsin and don't quite sound like the people back home. And so I'm in this middle and trying to continue to try to figure it out, what that middle really means.
Central Wisconsin can be welcoming, but it can also be isolating for people who are visibly different or culturally new to the area. What did you learn about this region by raising a family here?
My first arrival, the cold was terrible. I came in January, so not the best time, right? And it was football season. And football in Africa, we're talking about soccer, and here football is football, right? So there's all kinds of things really changing the dynamics for me, changing things. I'm trying to adjust with the cold, the food, tasting different, people talking faster, my color standing out. Kind of strangely enough, I had to realize I was black when I came to America. Not like I didn't know I was black, but now black was the starting point of the conversation. Like the black man, the black guy, the black, you know what I mean? And so my race became a thing that I didn't had to pay attention to when I was in Cameroon. And now raising biracial children, that is part of that thing that I'm dealing with, right? I had to have the talk. Like in black communities, they'll talk about having the talk, you know, how to navigate the system, work with police if you ever pulled over or when you'll be pulled over. That is a difficult conversation to have with your kids. How many people experience that, you know? But now going back to Cameroon where it used to be home, I still have to navigate now with the otherness, right? This guy who came and studied in the United States, I have to deal with that difference again, that otherness. And so I'm navigating, I continue to navigate the two worlds. I'm really fortunate that now I get the jokes in America, I get the jokes in Cameroon, but I have to also deal with the consequences of now, where do I belong? What does true belonging for me means, right? Is it just going to stay in that middle or try to grab both, you know, from both, and I'm still trying to navigate that. Even at the end of the book, I still don't think I answered that question. I'm still grappling with it, and I'm talking to a lot of people, and I think that my questions are raising questions for people. All of us are living in some middle. We're all living in some middle. I just happen to be fortunate to be able to ask those questions, and people are interested in reading it.
You work in diversity and inclusion in the Stevens Point Area Public School District. I'm curious how your personal story has shaped the way you think about schools and belonging and the experience of students.
You know, I've always approached my job and life as a whole with the understanding that we are stronger because we're different. Studies after studies show that diverse groups would achieve better than same group, whatever that sameness is. I experienced that, and I use my personal story to say, coming from a challenge, from a different background, and surviving, quote unquote, the winter, the food, and everything else in central Wisconsin, that tells me that we are capable. We really are capable. I came here, the cold was so bad, I wanted to move. I asked the question, why do people live here? And strangely enough, I stayed because of the warmth of the people, right? I stayed in central Wisconsin because I experienced love, I experienced friendship. And so I can use my story to help students and teachers who are struggling and said, you, these are things that you can overcome them. I can also use my experiences to tell naysayers and people who are questioning and say it's not all about race and say it is a thing. I'm a privileged, educated black person living in central Wisconsin. I know my privileges, but these are the challenges. It's a reality. It's not some fluff, right? There's politics that can cloud judgments and decisions and knowledge acquisitions. But there are realities. This is a human being who chose to stay here. I came here on my own accord, right? I came by myself on my own accord and chose to stay despite the challenges. But I'm telling you, it has not been an easy journey, right? And I still continue to stay as much, even as I grapple with whether I truly belong. I do fit in, trust me. I fit in. I know my way around town. I've served on multiple community organizations and serve on multiple boards. I do fit in, that I get. But the belonging is a sense, right? You feel it. You can feel that belonging. Now, do I feel I belong? That's what I continue to question. And I use that to educate others and help others navigate whatever their middle is, right? Whether it's job, relationships, or whatever the case might be.
The name of the book is Living in the Middle, A Life Between Belonging and Becoming. Dr. Sam Dinga, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always good to talk to you, Cheryl.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.